We're going to talk about the secret of the cherubs. We're going to talk about the erotic and the holy. We're going to talk about the Kabbalistic tantra of everyday life. And it's going to be rooted in, step one, what are called the temple mysteries. Okay, the temple mysteries. The temple mysteries aren't talked about a lot because they're mysteries. If you were talking about them a lot, they wouldn't be mysteries, and that would be a shame. And we got to treat them as mysteries, right? Mystery in Hebrew is a sod. It's a secret, okay? We're going to talk about secret. It's a secret tradition. It's an esoteric tradition. The word esoteric in English comes from the Hebrew word seter. Seter, Hebrew, esoteric. It's a secret tradition. Seter in Hebrew also means destructive, destruction. Secret traditions that are kind of bandied about inappropriately are destructive, okay? And if we hold them gently, if we respect them, respect both their danger and their power, right, then they move us, they transform us. So I'm going to share with you a secret tradition, right, one that actually doesn't appear. There's no essay you can read on this, right? There's no place you can look up in, you know, an encyclopedia and find, right, the temple mysteries, right, of the ancient Hebrew tradition described. They're kind of hinted at, right? They kind of speak and whisper through the folds of the texts. And for many years, right, I've tried to collect them. Myself and other people around the world, we've tried to understand them and tried to kind of bring them to bear on our modern and postmodern world, reinterpret them, unpack them, listen to them, try and hear their whisper. The temple mysteries. The temple mysteries. And it begins with, of course, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Right? Right? Why don't we just let the Ark stay lost? Why do we have to find it? So what's the Ark about? Right? It's kind of a cultural image. It's a cultural image, but we kind of forgot what the image was, right? Thucydides in the Peloponnesian Wars. Remember Thucydides? When words lose their meaning, culture collapses. Okay? So we need to restore, to regain, to recover, to uncover, to discover, right, the story of the words. What are the Raiders of the Lost Ark about? What was the Ark? So there was an Ark in the temple in Jerusalem. Right? In the temple in Jerusalem, a mandala-like structure whose epicenter was the Ark. And above the Ark in the temple in Jerusalem were two cherubs, but they were slightly different than the hallmark variety. That is, right, these two cherubs were kind of in radical sexual embrace. Right? They were in kind of the ancient classical tradition, a masculine and feminine expression, locked in sexual embrace, sensual embrace above the Ark in the temple. Now, as much as we all affirm, right, the sacred power of the sexual in life, right, it would still be slightly surprising if you walked into your neighborhood Methodist church, right, or synagogue, right, and found, right, that atop the Ark, right, you had these kind of figures locked in sexual embrace, right? We would say in Yiddish, chpasnisht, right? Now, what's it doing there? And yet, in the archetype of temple, right, which the Templars emerge from, which the Masonic order, right, emerges from, right, which Da Vinci Codes later emerged from, which Raiders of Lost Ark emerged from, all referred to this Ark with these sexually intertwined cherubs, right, cherubic figures atop a striding, perching on the Ark. Okay, so what's that image about? It's a strange image. That's one. And I just want to throw at you just to begin, right, two other, that's text one. That text appears, those who want to kind of look it up tonight, you can do it online or offline, right, in Tractate Yuma, in the Babylonian Talmud 54a. That's the description, right, of these cherubs. And it appears in the Book of Kings, right, Book 2, Kings 2, Chapter 7. Description of these cherubs. Now, just in case you missed the point, these cherubs weren't only atop the Ark, but there were pictures of these cherubs, right, kind of adorning, interlocked, sexually interlocked, adorning both the vessels and the walls of the temple, which is why they got much better attendance back then. Okay? Right? You with me? So this is a very strange image. So what's the image about?